wafting across the sleeping houses in Strike Lane. Then came the thunder, rumbling through the sky, followed swiftly by the rain. It poured down in buckets onto the rooftops and gardens, drenching the plants and soaking the socks of the people who had left their washing on the line, for no one had expected this storm. Flash! Another bolt of green lightning struck, zapping a tall tree and sending sparks showering down to the wet pavement below, electrifying the street. Now, we all know that lightning storms can be scary at the best of times, but if you'd seen this one, you would have run to your bedroom, buried your head under your pillow, and possibly even done a little wee in your PJs. Don't believe me? Ask Frankie. He was there. He didn't wee in his PJs, though. At least, he promises he didn't. He watched the storm through his kitchen window. He heard the mighty crash of thunder, saw the lightning bolt zap the houses, charging them with mysterious green energy. What Frankie didn't see was how that weird energy was transforming some of the people inside as they slept. Frankie had only just moved to this freaky town. Oh yes, I forgot to say, that was its name, Freaky. You'd never heard of it? Well, I can't say I'm surprised. People don't really like to talk about Freaky. It gives folks the heebie-jeebies, the spooky-wookies, the shivery-quivers, the shuddery-wudderies. Okay, I might have made that last one up, but the long and the short of it is that people feel a bit uneasy if they think you come from Freaky. Why? Because weird things are known to happen in Freaky. If you're wondering where this totally real, not made up at all place is, then I can tell you. It's just outside London. You can even get there on the tube if you want. It's two stops past Strange, and if you get to Bonkers, you've gone much too far. Freaky hasn't always been the way it is today. It used to be so unfreaky, you might have even gone as far as to call it normal. The thing is, a book about a normal town would be as boring as watching paint dry. Brown paint. Brown paint on a wall that was already brown, but just a bit faded and needed retouching. A faded brown wall in the toilet of an accountant's office. No one would ever want to read a book about that. Wait, what was this book about again? Oh yes, Freaky. Well, I'm afraid to say that if it hadn't been for Frankie moving there, the situation might not have ended up quite so freaky. I'm not saying it was all his fault, but if Frankie hadn't asked his dad to order that delicious cheesy pizza for dinner on the night of the strange storm, things would have turned out very differently. The stupidest thing of all is that he would have got away with it if he hadn't written the whole thing down. Here's a bit of free advice. If something ever goes wrong and you're to blame, don't write it down. You'll thank me for that one day. Remember I said that Frankie was new to Freaky? Well, when Frankie moved to Freaky, he didn't really mind leaving his old town behind. As far as he was concerned, a town was a town, a school was a school, and a park was a park. He'd have all those things in Freaky, but the one thing he wasn't going to have was his best friend, Danica. Yeah, that's right. Frankie's best friend was a girl. I know what you're thinking, and the answer is no. She wasn't his girlfriend. That's what everyone used to think, but they were just best mates. Honest. Don't look at me like that. Friends. Best friends. Nothing more. Got it? Okay. Frankie and Danny did everything together. They loved climbing the highest trees and practicing mega wheelies on their bikes, although Danny's were always better, even though Frankie would never admit that. They were fascinated by absolutely anything to do with space and loved staying up to spot satellites orbiting the Earth. They looked like moving stars. They liked the same zombie movies, the same comic books, the same Nutter Crunch ice cream, the same triple fudge donuts. They both loved Frankie's mum's spaghetti and meatballs, Danny's dad's super spicy chicken, and takeaway pizza with extra, extra cheese. And they love, love, loved the Zack Danger super spy books. They were having a competition to see who could read the whole series first and were both official members of the Zack Danger fan club, the Danger Gang, the kids who wanted to be super spies themselves one day. And they